Here's Something by Bert Camford on monitor, which, as they say these days, is something else. March 28th, I'm Gene Rayburn, and
it's just Monitor, the radio weekday show. Favorite Monitor, nationwide radio.
And on this Easter weekend, with so many people unable to get home to visit with their families because the flight controller sick out, it slowed air travel, we invite you to travel via Monitor. Our airwaves are clear, all our controllers are here, and right now, from a Monitor album pick of the week, new, we send you Bobby Sherman's Turtles and Trees.
Gotta keep on the move. Never had a home. I'd rather be in my shell and be left alone. Like my friend the turtle, I'll take my own sweet time. Gotta live my life my own way. Say the thing I wanna.
About all the money you save with your low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty. Well, what do you do with all that money? I do what everybody does. I pay my wife's bills with it. I cry.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance. As negotiations continue between the heads of the national postal unions and the representatives of the Post Office Department, Charles Quinn in Washington assesses the far-reaching implications of last week's strike.
In retrospect, the letter carrier strike was inevitable. It was the latest manifestation of conflict between the social order and the legal order. The strike was against the law. So was liquor during Prohibition. Still, people drank. So is marijuana today. Still, people smoke pot. So is abortion in most states. Still, women get rid of unwanted babies. Not that the strikers were challenging the law. They were not thinking about the law. They were thinking about a better life, which somehow they could not find within the legal structure. So in desperation, they did what has become a fundamental right in America. They withheld their labor from an employer because they felt they were being unjustly paid. They struck. And for the first time, government workers in massive numbers treated the federal government just like any other employer. They were saying, in effect, that government has a dual role, not just as a sovereign, but also as an employer. There is the question of amnesty for those who defied the sovereign. If there is no punishment, what will deter millions of other federal, state, county, and municipal employees from seeking redress for grievances through strikes? One other thought, the postal strike, like so many other movements in recent years, came not from the top, not from the officers, but from the bottom, the people, like the blacks, the peace movement, the ecology people, collective action through the democratic process. All of these observations are those of a labor lawyer who asked to remain anonymous. He said that because of the postal strike in America, life will never be the same. Charles Quinn, NBC News, Washington.
For reports on further developments in the postal negotiations, as well as the latest on the flight controller's slowdown of air traffic, stay with Monitor and NBC.
Acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas bubbles trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel, D-I-G-E-L, tablets or liquid. It really works.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no painkilling ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
At a 14 minutes past the hour, you're passing the time painlessly, or to put it more positively, pleasantly, on the Monitor Beacon.
Beneficial Finance. More than you think. You're good for cash to clean up those leftover bills, cash to get rid of those time payment accounts and financing deals, cash to pay off your other loans and obligations, plus the cash you want right now just to have and enjoy. We call it the Beneficial All-in-One Loan, the loan that does all this and more.
At Beneficial, we're good for more. At Beneficial.
If you can hear the sound of my voice in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, there's a beneficial office to serve you. See the white pages. Yes, the white pages of your telephone book. Remember, you're good for more at Beneficial.
WNBC, New York. Team Liberty again, if you're wondering what kind of weather will accompany your pre-Easter Sunday preparations. Later today, the word for the upper Ohio Valley to the eastern Great Lakes is light rain or snow. Showers or thunder showers southward to the Gulf Coast. Snow in the Texas Panhandle. So far, we're batting zero here. And the Northern Rockies and the Northern Plains. Elsewhere, sunny skies. That's us, right? Not bad here in New York at this instant. Well, we can't guarantee anything.
There are now over 100 million automobiles and trucks in America. This adds up to 36 cars for every mile of highway, making it more necessary than ever to have the best visibility possible when driving, especially in bad weather. You need wiper blades with fresh rubber. The rubber in every blade goes dead from the sun, wind, and road film, and cannot wipe a windshield without streaking. A new pair of AMCO push-button refillable wiper blades will give you streak-free vision in any kind of weather, and you and your family will be a lot safer on the road. The big bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet is prominently displayed in service stations wherever you drive. So look for it. Pull in and have the serviceman snap on a new pair of AMCO wiper blades. Or have him refill yours. He can do it in just seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Yeah. Modern music now. Watch What Happens, Lena's latest. Lena Horne, that is. And listen what happens as Lena leans into it.
Let someone stop believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens. One someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what
to buy a new house can be a nerve-rattling experience. You sit there looking at that piece of paper and you think of the money it represents over the years. Maybe you worry about whether you're making the right choice. Well, the Oak Flooring Institute has a few soothing words for folks going through new home tensions. If your new house has floors of genuine oak, that's one part of the house you won't have to worry about. Oak floors are good for the life of your home. They'll never wear out. Oak's warm, natural beauty will still be there the day you make the last mortgage payment. One word of warning, though. Some houses today are sold with wall-to-wall carpeting over a bare concrete or plywood subfloor. When the carpeting wears out in a few years, it'll have to be replaced. Of course, if you have an oak floor under the carpeting, there's no problem. So if you're looking at a carpeted house, ask what's underneath the wall-to-wall. Be sure your new house has floors of genuine oak. They'll be good for the life of your home. Now I'm delighted to yield the monitor floor to Cindy Adams, author and syndicated columnist, who will bring us the very latest on the celebrity scene. Some of it's so late, it's still happening. Correct, Cindy?
You're absolutely right, Keene. News from the motherland has Beatle John Lennon and wife Ugno selecting new photos to be autographed and sent upon request. In keeping with their image, Mr. and Mrs. Lennon have chosen a family pose, together hand in hand, barefoot right up to their chins. As for the other jolly old Britishers, Barbara Vidal Sassoon stopped cutting hair long enough to try throats, at least the one on clairvoyant Morris Woodruff, with whom he had a syndicated talk show a few minutes. Sassoon has a definite hate-thy-neighbor feeling toward nice Morris. Meanwhile, back in the colonies, Monique Van Vooren called to tell me April 14th she's got a house guest, Rudolf Nureyev. Super Chintz, as he's known, has the first ruble he ever made. A professional house guest who never springs for lodging when a friend will do, Rudy'll flop in Monique's small pad a whole month, and she says she's just thrilled, she thinks. From Hollywood, Roman Polanski, who was wed to Sharon Tate, pulling out of his grief nicely with beautiful, wealthy Diane Culbert, whom he met skiing. And about Rachel Roberts and her now-he-is-now-he-isn't husband, Rex Harrison. Rachel says she's still very much Mrs. Harrison, but about his marital state, Mr. Harrison speaks with forked tongue. Open letter to Ann Baxter, who dates writer Dick Linkrum, who was divorced by actress Jane Keane, who just married Floridian Joe Hecht. Forget the multi-married Dick Linkrum, Anne. I meant to tell you when we lunched recently, for a date he's great. For a husband, he's early yuck. Take it from Mother, Annie. I know. I also know gents are vainer than ladies. The new in thing among big names with big frames and big egos are packets of a sweetener imprinted with their names on each. Fatso Buddy Hackett and ex-fatsos Louis Armstrong and Godfrey Cambridge order 15,000 monogrammed at a shot, as do potbellies Lawrence Welk, Ed Sullivan, and, pardon the expression, Sugar Ray Robinson, all gents. Producer Harry Belafonte just optioned an original Western scratched out by a young protege. It'll star himself and Sidney Poitier, and it's titled The Black Asp, ASP. Nelson Rockefeller Jr. and Daddy's secretary were taxiing downtown this week when the radio mentioned New York's governor. The cabbie said, "Ah, he raises taxes. That Rocky's a no-good bum." 5-year-old Nelson started to scream so that the driver had to stop and unload them. And unless he's tuned in right now, he still doesn't know who his passengers were. But I'll bet he knows who our host is, the handsomest Gene Rayburn in captivity.
Ha! Oh, well, now, if she thinks she's going to get me to say that was the prettiest, wittiest Cindy Adams in captivity... Flattery will get her everywhere. If there's one thing I appreciate, it's appreciation. Now let's all appreciate Roger Whittaker's New World in the Morning.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, so they say. I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning. New world in the morning, that's today. Everybody talks about it.
in the midst of the Easter or spring school vacation period, which means having the kids around the house, which means more food and drink will be needed. So in the drink department, collect any leftover syrups or liquid from canned fruits, mix them together, add to a lemonade base to create a new taste sensation for the youngsters. As for food, stick with the tried and true.
Hey, kids, does everybody know the Armor Hot Dog song?
Yeah! Hot dog, Armor Hot Dog.
What kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dog?
Good kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on hot kids, soft kids, dizzy kids, even kids with chicken pox.
Love hot dogs, Armor Hot Dog. The dog kids love to bite.
Playing with the gang time. Going on a hike time, having your best friend over for lunchtime. Anytime's a good time to eat an Armor all-meat hot dog.
When men bite dogs at noon, they say,
but when kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray!
For hot dogs,
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
With Mrs. Robinson, heard coast to coast on NBC, in the coastal areas of Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina over WSAV Savannah. Incidentally, as reported here on Monitor last week, the good citizens of Savannah get out their brooms and shovels and literally spring clean their city streets every year, a fine example for the rest of us to follow. Gene Rayburn back shortly. Enough of all this banter. Here's the Neon Philharmonic with Heidi Ho, Princess.
Thank you.
like to share a couple of thoughts about a great beer, Miller High Life, brewed for over a century with the same care and dedication to real beer flavor. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Now, Monitor Sports, the National Basketball Association's Western Division playoffs resume tonight with Chicago at Atlanta. The Hawks, who just signed the highest score in collegiate history, Pete Maravich, hold a 1-0 lead. A report from Atlanta coach Richie Guerin and sports editor Len Dillon on Monitor's open line.
Richie Guerin, how many games do you think you're serious with the Chicago Bulls will actually go?
Well, Len, that's a very difficult question. You know, we don't look past the present game after the game tonight. But I hope that, of course, we can end it as soon as possible to give ourselves a little break between the first and second round. But it's going to be a tough series.
Richie, by the way, what was your seasonal record with the Bulls this year?
We beat them 5 out of 7.
Uh-huh. Well, Walt Bellamy seemed to have major problems until he landed in Atlanta. How much did he contribute to the Hawks' Western Division title this season?
He was very, very, very responsible for us being where we are today. There's no doubt in my mind that if we had made that deal, that things wouldn't have worked out the way they worked out. Bellamy has done a great job for us in all aspects of the game. He's a good defensive player. Contributed an awful lot offensively and rebound-wise. We're very happy with him.
What about the quality of officiating in the NBA this year, Richie?
Oh, I think it's greatly, greatly improved. I think they've got a lot of good young officials in the game. I think it takes them a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, just like it takes players sometimes to adjust to this game. And but I'd rather see them go with some young ones that have open minds and some of the old ones who formulated opinions about certain things. You're never going to change them. But I think the NBA is on the right step in that.
Good.
As far as it's officiating.
Richie, you'll be coaching Pete Maravich next year. What do you think will be the hardest adjustment Pete will have to make in pro ball?
Well, I don't know if there's any one particular thing. I just think it's a complete new game for him. It's just like he mentioned before, it's like starting his basketball career all over again as a freshman. There's a big step between high school and college, and there's even a greater step between college and the pros. And it's a matter of adjusting, learning the league, learning players, and learning things that you can do and what you can't do. And this is the main thing, really.
Well, Rich Guerin, thanks again for being our guest on Monitor's Open Line.
My pleasure, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about the Association of American Railroads.
For America's Railroads, Wally Schirra.
Spinach and railroads both help keep America strong. Much of the food we eat, including nearly all the spinach, comes by train. And it comes at low cost. America without railroads, we can't afford that. But with up-to-date regulations and fair taxation, the railroads will always deliver the goods. America's railroads. Who needs them? You do. We all do.
Brought to you by the Association of American Railroads.
Thank you, Mr. Excitement. And when it comes to entertainment, news, and information, the best way to have the goods delivered is via the Monitor Beacon.
Gallagher's 33, 133 West 33rd Street, only a hop, skip, and a jump from Barnum and Bailey's Circus at Madison Square Garden. Gallagher's is the garden spot for steaks. Gallagher's features a special circus menu for kids, in addition to a beefy menu for grown-ups. And we don't clown around with quality. Our beef is tops. The perfect treat to begin or end your day at the circus. Come along to Gallagher's 33 and bring the family. Open every day for lunch, dinner, and supper. Gallagher's, 133 West 33rd Street. Operated by the Brody Corporation.
WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn and his monitor moves along here, and if any of you homeowners are planning to check winter damage to roof shingles today, the Supremes have just the song to speed you on your way. It's Up the Ladder to Roof.
Come on. the night.
Anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas bubbles trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help,
will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel, D-I-G-E-L, tablets or liquid. It really works. Did you know there are two leading brands of aspirin? St. Joseph aspirin is one of them. St. Joseph is pure, full-strength aspirin, just as effective as the other brand.
Very interesting, since the other brand usually costs more.
That's one less headache you get when you specify St. Joseph aspirin.
Speaking of headaches, my old friend and fellow host, Henry Morgan, who occasionally displays a somewhat jaundiced view of our contemporary society, I get the feeling that his view may have received an extra quota of jaundice recently.
Had a most interesting evening on Wednesday. I was given a lesson in democracy. I had been invited to a college to discuss the women's liberation movement. And I've been reading here and there about it, and since this is one of its loudest chapters, I thought I'd find out more. After the debate, for that's what it turned out to be, the faculty advisor challenged me to go on the air and tell the millions, she said, about what I'd learned. So, I will. The school is at about the middle of the North Shore of Long Island and is connected with the State University of New York. Well, sir, on my way into the meeting room, which held about 300 people, I noticed first that they were dressed, boys and girls, like your wildest dreams, and I mean wildest. They reminded me of a line from the Vagabond King's song, in which he refers to his followers as a rabble of low degree. A young man thoughtfully sprayed me with a water pistol, and with the teacher sitting between me and the enemy, the debate began. It opened with a statement by the neutral teacher to the effect that he was a member of the opposition, and since women didn't want special privileges, I should begin. I began by asking the feminist liberator lady just what it was she wanted from the women's liberation movement. She said women were exploited for money and were looked upon merely as child bearers, and it was time to struggle in this great fight. The audience applauded wildly. I started to answer, and they screamed at me. One young man merely yelled, "Shut up." One young lady screamed that I was merely a capitalist imbecile. When I finished my answer anyway, my opponent announced all over again, like a tape, that women were exploited, they must all join in this great struggle, they demanded their rights, and they must all join and stick together no matter what. There was great applause and yelling, and it came my turn, and this time they simply booed and yelled. Finally, I began to realize that the lady debater didn't answer questions, she just made speeches. And with the same words, over and over, struggle, exploitation, rights. I remember those words over the years as being affiliated with organizations that bothered me a lot. I asked, was she a member of any political group? Yes, she said proudly, the Students for a Democratic Society. Everybody cheered. And that was my lesson in democracy. This is Henry Morgan saying, if that's the SDS, I say S-O-S.
I'd say something stronger, Henry, but I'm afraid we'd be cut off the air if I did. Well, that sounds like a most charming, persuasive group. Real seekers after truth. They give you a nice warm feeling, the kind you get just prior to coming down with yellow fever. You now, a monitor pick of the week, titled coincidentally, "What is Truth?" Johnny Cash asks the question.
The old man turned off the radio, said, "Where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest way. Said it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth?" A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, "Daddy, what is war?" "Son, that's when people fight and die." A little boy of three says, "Daddy, why?" Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking, what is truth?
Country Western, Nashville, that was folk music with a capital C for Cash. Johnny Cash and folk music is what you can hear at the Arkansas Folk Festival and Ozarks Foothills Craft Show, to be held April 17th through the 19th at Mountain View, Arkansas. In addition to the music, local residents leave their usual activities, timber cutting, cattle raising, and the like, to perform in pioneer dress reviews, rodeos, parades. There'll be antiques displays, and of course, the scenery is another attraction, with the dogwoods in full blossom. That's April 17th through 19th, the Arkansas Folk Festival and Ozark Foothills Craft Show at Mountain View, Arkansas. And wherever you go, travel through the weekend world with Monitor. Now another travel tip. A salesman traveling far from home deserves a little understanding and a motel room with a TV that works, sodas, ice, and snacks around the corner. A place where you can just be left alone, or an Olympic-sized swimming pool you can either soak in or sit beside. You'll find all this at any one of the over 400 quality motels, the motels with a sunny disposition. When it's the little things that count, call ahead for a quality motel. It feels so good when you stop. And now, Amway Corporation presents The Innovators, a success story narrated by John Doremus at the Free Enterprise Center in Ada, Michigan.
Students major in hamburgerology and minor in French fries at a school in suburban Chicago called Hamburger University. It's an offshoot of an idea Ray Kroc had 15 years ago. That idea was to put the hamburger on the assembly line, much as Henry Ford had done with the Model T. Ray Kroc opened his first hamburger restaurant in 1955. Today, the company he founded, McDonald's Corporation, has over 1,300 restaurants that serve 3.5 million hamburgers a day. Ray Kroc is chairman of the board. He was impatient with math, so Ray Kroc quit school at 15, fibbed about his age, and joined the Red Cross Ambulance Corps, where he was in the same company with Walt Disney. A talented piano player, Ray joined an early Chicago radio station as musical director after leaving the service. There he hired a team called Sam and Henry for $5 a show, and later watched them rocket to fame as Amos and Andy. Ray played piano with several bands, then decided to go into sales. He traveled the country selling a new machine with which to mix milkshakes and maltings. Kroc saw all kinds of restaurants at first hand, and that's when he got the idea for McDonald's. I'll have the rest of the story after these words for Amway. Opportunity is dead. You've heard it. I hope you don't believe it. My reason? It's simply not true. Example, Amway. This company was organized just over 10 years ago in the little town of Ada, Michigan, by two young men, Jay Vanandell and Rich DeVos, longtime friends and business partners who had a dream, a goal, vision. The odds were tremendous. Old giant competitors, lots of them. Yet today, Amway is big. Sales ran to $85 million last year. How did it happen? It happened because the products these men developed were measurably superior to most other similar products on the market. It happened because the people who sell these Amway products believed in them and believed in themselves. Saw opportunity and knew that a good dose of conviction and initiative would bring success. It had to. That's what free enterprise is all about. And so today there are over 100,000 independent Amway distributors, all bringing great products and home care know-how to your doorstep. All of them experiencing that thrill of opportunity and success through free enterprise. So listen next time one of them calls, bringing you a whole new world of service, satisfaction, and shopping convenience. Ray Kroc had the idea of how to produce low-priced hamburgers, and he believed that with growing families all over the country, the market was there. Well, he was right. His innovation of applying the assembly line technique to turn out burgers of quality in about 50 seconds was an immediate success. But how did a newcomer like Ray Kroc make McDonald's a hamburger giant in so few years? Science, says Kroc. He left nothing to the whim of the man at the grill. Everything is down to a science, from the precise formula of making the hamburger to the exact size of the bun and the exact ketchup and mustard proportions. Although he didn't like math in high school, Ray Kroc enjoys checking the figures on an annual gross of almost $500 million, the nation's biggest seller of hamburgers and of the French fries that go with them. Ray Kroc designed his restaurants for the family trade and credits McDonald's success to finding something the public wants, something basic and simple, something that can be sold in volume, and something of consistently good value. Mr. Kroc says, America is still very much the land of opportunity to someone with a new idea. Amway salutes Ray A. Kroc, the innovator, chairman of the board of McDonald's Corporation. This is John Doremus inviting you to join us again next week for another success story brought to you by Amway, a company where opportunity still exists.
Goes to Paris every day, 7 days a week. Come on along. Your Pan Am travel agent will make the reservations. Or just call Pan Am at 973-4000.
WNBC, New York.